This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. New Zealand reported its first death from the coronavirus in more than 3 months Friday. Health authorities said a man in his 50s died at an Auckland hospital where he was being treated for the virus following a small outbreak in the city that began last month. New Zealand has reported more than 1,700 cases and 23 deaths. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, said New Zealand would keep its current coronavirus restrictions until at least mid-September. A lockdown in Auckland has been eased, but crowd sizes are limited across the country and mask mandated on public transport. More than 867,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally, and there are more than 26.2 million confirmed infections. The U.S. continues to lead in both deaths and infections, followed by Brazil, then India. Mexican officials are downplaying the country's rate of coronavirus infections and deaths among medical personnel, considered by some to be the highest in the world. The health department said Thursday that 1,410 doctors, nurses, and other hospital employees have died from COVID-19, while more than 104,000 medical workers tested positive for the coronavirus. Infections among healthcare personnel represent 17% of Mexico's total cases, while deaths in the sector amount to only about 2% of the country's overall toll. With protests in Portland, Oregon, nearing the 100-day mark, Oregon Governor Kate Brown and other Democratic leaders have called for an end to the violence. Meanwhile, federal agents are continuing to arrest protesters who allegedly assaulted law enforcement officers. Protests have erupted daily in the Pacific Northwest city since the killing of George Floyd. They are now punctuated by clashes between Black Lives Matter demonstrators and far-right counter-protesters.